And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Maxa. We're in the mighty 1090 studios with the guys from Van Warmer Resorts. We have Chucky, Yayo, Dante, and Mark. Going to be a great show talking East Cape fishing and, of course, the Fred Hall Del Mar Show. You stay tuned to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. The offshore fishing around San Diego seems to keep getting better every year, and next season should be no exception. The same is true when it comes to Ford trucks. They just keep getting better, too. In fact, the new Ford Super Duty has just been named Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. It's the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. If you've got a big boat to move around, look no further. Super Duty beats the competition hands down in both conventional towing and fifth wheel towing. Plus, the new Super Duty is built with high-strength aluminum alloy body panels that won't rust ever. For folks like us that launch a lot of boats, that's a pretty big deal. Continuous improvements and innovations have made F-Series pickups the best-selling trucks in America for 40 years in a row, ever since disco and 8-tracks cassettes were all the rage. So whether you've got an eye on the built Ford Tough F-150 or you need the extra muscle of the new Ford Super Duty, you'll find what you need at your Ford dealer. Go to buyfordnow.com to learn more, or stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hi, I'm Bart Hall, and I'm honored to be back to tell you about the 41st Annual Fred Hall Show, March 23rd to the 26th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. When I think back over our 71-year history, I am always amazed that the little show my father produced at the old Gillmore Stadium in 1946 could have grown into the 2017 version of the Fred Hall shows. The San Diego show has become San Diego's largest and most exciting sport fishing show, one of the nation's most prominent boat shows, and a world-class international travel and hunting show. It is always our goal to entertain you for a full day with nearly 500 booths, over 200 seminars, acres of boats, and dozens of family fun activities. Kids 15 and under are always free. But the Fred Hall shows also strive to help preserve the lifestyle of fishing, hunting, boating, and outdoor recreation that so many of us cherish. Please come and help us celebrate the passion for outdoor recreation at the Fred Hall Show, March 23rd to the 26th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Join the Coastal Conservation Association of California and get in free. Presented by Progressive. Check us out at fredhall.com.
It's a whale of a show.
Yamaha's Choose Reliability sales event is on. For a limited time, purchase a new select eligible 2.5 to 300 horsepower four-stroke outboard and receive either 2 free years of Yamaha extended service coverage or up to $1,500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends March 31st, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created 2 new sizes. Introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available soon at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in 2 gear ratios and 2 different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 in the Shimano booth at the Fred Hall shows, and coming soon to your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090 Fred Hall Show, Del Mar in full swing. Today's going to be a big day.
Oh, it's going to be a big day. Saturday at Fred Hall, Del Mar is always the big one.
Yeah, no doubt.
A lot going on. I mean, there's so such a great show. Have you had a chance to walk up and down?
A lot more than I have Long Beach. Still not even half of this show yet. You know, I've probably seen half of our tackle hall, but I got to see a little bit of some where the boats are at yesterday, which was really cool. And yeah, as always, Fred Hall show, there's nothing like it.
Yeah, as the commercial says, it's a whale of a show. Indeed. And the guys at from Van Warmer Resorts are here in force at the show and in the studio with us, Chucky Yayo, Dante Mark. Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, boys?
Good morning.
Good have you. When you guys talk, go ahead and grab that mic and pull it right towards you. And Chucky! Been a while.
Yeah, buddy.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, what's going on down at the Palmas de Cortez Playa del Sol?
Many, many things have been going on.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, we've, Playa del Sol, we have the new Del Sol coffee shop.
What? Really?
Yeah, we have a version now of our own version of
Starbucks.
Starbucks.
Right on. Nice.
At Playa del Sol.
Cappuccino, espresso, all the things, chai tea, and all.
No kidding.
Yeah. And then we have a la carte now. Uh-huh. That also changed. We only we're only having breakfast included on the price, and then lunch and dinner. You can. We have our own little.
A la carte. So now breakfast is included.
Breakfast is included.
Yeah.
And if you're
when you get your rooms.
And if you're fishing, also lunch.
Is that all at lunch, too? Yeah. Is that at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol?
Yeah, so.
Both of them?
No. Palmas, no.
Not at Palmas, but Playa del Sol.
Yes.
Yeah. So Playa del Sol, you get breakfast, and if you're fishing, lunch, too.
Yes.
And then at Palmas de Cortez, everything's a la carte.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Great, though. Now, Playa del Sol, you've done a lot of work on new boats and such like that, right?
Yeah, and also we're working on a new entrance. We just made the reception bigger and bigger store and bigger everything. So.
Love Playa del Sol. It's such a great spot. And how many rooms at Playa del Sol?
26.
26 rooms.
Only 26.
Yeah, very small, great pool right on the beach.
Big pool, yeah.
Yeah, great bar. I love the Palapa bar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's fun. Definitely. Now, what about Palmas? A lot of stuff going on at Palmas de Cortez.
Yeah, Palmas de Cortez. We have a new gym this year. We got some new rooms also.
Yeah?
Yes.
New boats?
The boats, yeah.
Yeah.
Not new boats, but we just refurbished.
Done a lot of work on them. Yeah.
Our fleet, so.
Yeah. Yayo, what's been going on at Palmas in your eyes? I mean, and Playa del Sol. You've been working hard, I know.
Definitely a lot going on right now. The new grill, the bar grill, and the coffee shop, it's really, really nice.
That's cool.
We're serving right now with all the products we're doing with organic vegetables, which are grown right next in Mita Flores. We have this new organic plantation, which Chucky is in charge of it, and we're providing.
It's a Van Warmer organic plantation.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's cool.
So we're bringing a lot of organic new products to our shop and get it going that way. And a lot of what's going on with the new reception in Playa del Sol. We make it a lot of accessible entrances for the rooms. A lot of the boats going on. You know, keeping up the maintenance on the boat. So, yeah, there's plenty going on right now.
Yeah.
So we're keeping busy.
No kidding.
For sure.
Yeah, and Mark Fishing, East Cape Guide Service. Mark's kind of the guy that hangs out down at the East Cape there at Palmas de Cortez.
Yeah.
And mostly Palmas de Cortez, right?
Yeah, most of the time. I'd say probably 80% Palmas, 20% Playa.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, but it's been great, actually. A lot of bookings. You know, we're just wrapping up the show season right now, so... I'm doing a couple of tackle seminars in April, getting things going, and then start the season.
So what do you do?
Me?
Yeah.
For seminars or...
No,
or,
what do you do for, like, an East Cape Guide Service? What is that?
Yeah, so it's kind of a custom package. So let's say you had a group of 5-6 guys, you know, wanted to come down but had never fished down there before. They can just give me a call. We put together a custom trip, and then I'm at the hotel, meet the group, get them all set up on the boats, and then I'm on the water with my clients. So we're doing, on the water instruction. I provide all the gear. So it's kind of that, you know, we see these guys come down to the hotel and they're in the lobby, you know, and they just look around like, what do I do? Where do I go? You know, what are the options? So I'm doing everything from, you know, inshore light tackle, offshore big game, spear fishing. We're doing, you know, surf fishing on the beach, you know, throwing poppers with 12-foot surf rods.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I mean, everything but synchronized swimming, you know.
But like if a guy had a fish in mind that they really wanted to catch, I've always wanted to catch a rooster fish, or we hear that a lot at the tackle store. I'm going down to Palma de Cortez, I really want to catch a rooster fish, or I've never caught a wahoo before. They could set up a package with you, kind of tailored around the right time and gear and know-how and all that kind of stuff, just to maybe try and check off whatever that thing on their list that they really wanted to do.
And that's what I kind of specialize in is different techniques and kind of switching things up from your regular, you know, trolling kind of bait situation, you know, just doing, you know, basic, you know, dropbacks for striped marlin, dorado, things like that. So, you know, jigging, if guys want to do, you know, a lot of light tackle, I love, you know, we've been using the light tackle spinners for football tuna, small dorado, things like
that.
So the clients can cast. And that's the thing, you know, with those light spinners, we have the little bait runners. They just love it, you know.
Wow. I always say going fishing in the East Cape, you're lucky because you have a guide, a captain on a boat that obviously he's grown up and fished there, and there's no more experts in the world at what they do than the guys that run boats at Palma de Cortez. But just like a sport boat, they're going to, I mean, they'll obviously, you know, if you say, hey, I really want to go catch dorado, they're going to go target dorado. But just like fishing on a sport boat up here, the day is normally going to consist of them putting you on the best available fishing at hand. You know, so marlin is what's biting them. That's what, you know, the day is mostly going to go target. But if you are a guy that's always wanted to catch a wahoo, you might want to go with Mark knowing, hey, yeah, you know, our odds aren't as high, but we're going to stack every card in our favor to go get that done.
That's
and
right.
then gear and time and knowledge and everything else like that.
And that's what I really recommend. I call it going with the program. Just stay with whatever's biting, you know, and get some fish under your belt, get comfortable, and then you can get more specific
sure.
as you get deeper into your trip. So, yeah, and that's, you know, obviously if the tuna are 60 miles offshore, you know, we're not going to fish for tuna. So, but guys will come down and they're very focused and they want to do it. But I try to lean them towards, you know, mixing it up every day. There's always opportunities on the water. So you never know what's out there. It's such a great fishery in the fact that, you know, you can get a hookup on the troll and everybody looks around and there might be six or seven species that you've hooked up on, but you have no idea what you're going to be landing. So
yeah, that's cool.
Chucky, so with Palma de Cortez, Playa del Sol, he's been in the family for how many years?
Palma de Cortez, Jesus, we took over in 1972.
72, yeah.
40-some years.
So. Yeah.
My parents started Punta Colorada in 1965.
65.
So they've been in business
since
I was born.
You and Yayo literally grew up there.
I was going to add, when you guys were talking about fishing, I just want to remind you guys that this is the Sea of Cortez.
Yeah.
And it always amazes you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Always.
There's
no kidding.
Always a day new is a new day of fishing.
Yeah.
You will be surprised what comes in and what moves out. Since it's so we're so close to the fishing grounds,
especially the Bahia de las Palmas where you're located is, what did your dad used to call it? It was like the great fish trap, right?
He remembers that right in front of Rancho Buenavista where he started working, there was a tuna hole, just about 2 or 3 miles from the shore, and he counted one time 14 or 15 tuna boats from San Diego fishing.
Right there.
Yeah. Just picking up the tuna right in front of the hotels.
Now, one of the things that's cool that you've done, and I know you've been spearheaded a lot of this development that's happened at Palmas, is the variety of rooms that you can get at Palmas now. And the upgraded rooms. It's not just a fishing resort anymore, is it?
No.
Although it is. But it's got luxury involved.
But that's what's so nice about it. Yeah. You can be a couple of guys on a budget and go down and have probably the most affordable fishing vacation still, no question, or you can have as nice as a room as you'd like to have.
Yeah, Yayo.
Yeah, it's definitely it's getting a place where the it's really nice for the ladies to come down. It's not just a fisherman kind of place. It's really nice for the ladies come join be seated by the pool, just enjoy the bar, swim up bar. And the guys can go fishing, no problem. Just enjoy the day. Yeah. And the girls can lay back and sit back and wait for us.
Beautiful spa.
We have the fully loaded. We're operating the spa right now. There's a gym, the brand new gym, which
brand
overlooks
new gym.
Yeah, overlooks the sea, which is beautiful. Has
yeah,
amazing.
Kind of up on the second
yeah,
story, right?
On the second story, right.
Cool.
Overlooking the dock on the yep. boats. So it's actually really, really nice for the girls.
We got to give credit to my brother Bobby. He's the one who's done all the... The new.
He thing. Gave up his new house for the gym, right?
No.
No.
That'll be crazy.
Yeah.
No, but he's been on.
That's awesome.
He's been on site and he's been doing all of the new remodeling.
All the renovations.
Yes. In fact, he was the one who changed the palapa that was in front of the pool bar, and he made a little three-story tower there with five. Four bedrooms and one penthouse.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah, those rooms are beautiful. So you can get, explain the different variety of rooms at Palmas
okay,
de Cortez.
At Palmas we still have the thatch roofs, palapa.
The standard room.
The standard rooms. Then we have the poolside. Then we have on the near the next site of the of our Tico's, we have the
suites there,
garden rooms,
yeah.
Which they have a view to the ocean also.
Yeah.
I mean we're right there, and then we have the condominiums mm-hmm. to the end, and then we have the suites next to them. So we have suites, we have
and
condos.
The suites are all new. They're all
and
remodeled.
We just remodeled the
with
suites.
With mini kitchens in it
kitchens
and
in it, yeah.
Refrigerators, coffee makers, everything, right?
Yes.
Microwave, and then you've got the condominiums or
condominiums.
You could live out of that.
And then we have the luxury ones that we have one.
Oh yeah, one the villas, right?
And we have one honeymoon suite that is very nice.
Yeah,
room 20.
The penthouse.
No, we have one bedroom designed for honeymoon suite.
Oh, no kidding.
That's cool.
That's
honeymoon
great.
Suite there.
Yeah.
And it's really beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we have the high-end stuff.
Yeah. But you still have the old world hospitality that the East Coast always
course,
were famous
yes,
for,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you walk in. I mean, I know I walk in and I see all my old friends, right, that work there and that have worked there for you for
Hector,
decades.
Yeah.
Decades. I mean, 50 plus years, you know.
Yeah.
Hector is still there. He just paints a little bit his hair.
Yeah. Tries to comb it, but it doesn't comb anymore.
Yeah. Mario, I think Mario is retiring, but Mario still there and... Victor and Norma and
all the people up at the front office.
Juan,
from
Chuyito.
Yeah.
Liz.
Hector's been pouring me margaritas since before I should have been able to drink margaritas at Palmas de Cortez.
Best margaritas
in
the world.
No, no doubt. Oh,
yeah.
No doubt.
Muy fuerte.
Yeah, they're very dangerous.
Very dangerous. Yeah, as you can hear, we have a great show talking about one of the great places on earth, and that is the East Cape, Palmas, and Playa. Great spot.
Probably my favorite place in the whole world. We're going to be talking all kinds of that today. We're going to be talking all kinds of fishing, catch reports, so much great stuff going on. It's Del Mar Fred Hall time, and we would love to hear from you this morning. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, join in the fun this morning. What an opportunity to have your questions to the East Cape between everything, all the years of knowledge and great fishing information and great fishermen here with Mark and Yayo and everybody. We're going to have such a great time. If you want to join us this morning, there's two ways that you can do that. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only talking all kinds of great fishing and talking the Van Wormer Resorts, we are also giving away such a great prize for one lucky caller today, and that's a brand new pair of Maui Jim sunglasses. It's the Piahi which is the frame that I wear. It's my favorite pair of Maui Jims.
Probably the most popular of all the styles.
Piahi and World Cup, I would say, are the two most popular. Piahi are the ones that fit me perfect. I love them. That is my personal favorite pair of glasses. This one is a matte black frame with a brand new blue mirrored blue Hawaii lens. It's a really, really nice pair of Maui Jims. Yeah, this is a
kind of a lens that's in between the gray and the bronze.
Exactly.
Yeah. If the bronze is too light for you, but the gray is too dark for you, this is the one for
you'll be really, really stoked on these glasses. I mean, this is probably the most popular brand new pair of Maui Jims. So somebody is going to be very stoked with a brand new pair of Yais. And if you want to get your shot at one of those glasses, or better yet, talking to the boys from Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, give us a call this morning, 858 area code 457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must-see this year, and the deals will be unmatched. Check out the most complete selection of owner hooks. Don't miss the opportunity to get the best pricing of the year on all of your favorite owner styles for local and long-range fishing. Fisherman's Landing Tackle staff has used owner hooks for years and knows your needs. Come visit our greatest booth ever, Fisherman's Landing Tackle. A must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. Fishdope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. Fishdope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. Fishdope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have Fishdope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sports sport fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new C4th Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at C4th Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at C4thLanding.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are packing up. Again, if you want to get your chance to get through, talk some Palmas de Cortez, some Playa del Sol, some East Cape fishing, and get your shot at winning those killer Maui Jim sunglasses, 858 area code 457-1090. That's a local or toll-free 877-792-1090.
Hey, you know, we're talking about that big event fundraiser for Captain Clowers.
Right.
On Sunday, April 9th.
Bay Bass Tournament.
At the Bay Bass Tournament that's going to be down in National City at Tidelands Park. Fundraiser. Captain Mal's been fighting cancer and needs some help. So, boy, I'll tell you what, our listeners have really stepped up. I had one of our listeners hand me $100 yesterday.
Ah, that's so rad,
here,
man.
This is for Captain Clowers.
That's awesome.
And for his event. So just hand me $100 and just said, here, this, you know, make sure that this gets to Captain Clowers. So
that's cool.
That, at the booth yesterday at Fred Hall. So that was really neat. So if you want to help out and join in on the fun, too, they have a kayak division for $50. They have a boat division for $100. They're going to have a ton of prizes to give away, too. Really, really easy to do. You can contact Chris Blackwell at 619-302-3379. Or you can contact Jeremy at 619-793-8051, 793-8051, the 619 area code. And participate in this great event for Captain Clowers. And I know at Fisherman's Landing Tackle and several other tackle stores in San Diego, you have applications to join in, right?
Yeah, applications donate. We donate. We're going to, you know, donate prizes to the raffle, things like that. It's going to be a cool event, and all the money's going to help one of the really good guys.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, here is a deal of deals. I can't believe they're doing this.
What do you got?
The Kona Kai Marina is giving you a three-night stay in their marina. No strings attached. No seminar to go to. No nothing. You just call Adam, the dock master there at the Kona Kai. Yeah! And they're going to give you a three-night stay based on availability for your boat to use the marina, you can use the gym, you can use the vessel's restaurant, the pool area. You get to use the full run of the resort there.
Get out of
here.
For
free. Here's the catch. They know if they get you there, you're going to see, wow, this is a nice marina, this Kona Kai Marina.
It's the nicest in San Diego,
about it. Yeah, closest to the ocean.
Yeah,
the whole deal.
Closest to the bait receiver.
So if you're interested in getting free three-night stay for your boat, no strings attached. They just want you to check it out.
Get out of here.
Up to 3 days. Give Adam a call at 619-224-7547. Restrictions, like I say, do apply. Or you can email him at avries, V-E-V-E-S, Adam Vries, at KonaKaiMarina.com. But better yet, just call Kona Kai. Just say you want to talk to the dock master, Adam, and he'll set you up.
Think they got room for 25 Parker? Because I know a guy that
could
use 3 days over there. No problem.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's great.
That's cool, man.
Fantastic. So check that out. For sure. Let's jump into those phones.
You got it. Well, they're definitely packed up. Why don't we start it off this morning with Don, who's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Don, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete, and Bobby. How you doing?
This is the Don.
Yeah, Borracho Don.
You know Team Borracho? You ever heard of them?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Winner of the Dorado Shootout 2 times in a row, is that right?
Yeah, those are lucky guys, huh?
Lucky is beyond words.
Can I say? Anyway, just wanted to call and give kudos to Paul and Steve Cortez. I've been going down there since the mid-70s, and I look forward to that trip literally every year. It's just fantastic.
We look forward to coming down and winning the tournament again.
When is the Dorado Shootout, Chucky?
It's in July
18th. July 15th. Lucky 2 years in a row. I kind of doubt if it's going to happen again.
Strike twice, three
so much
times?
Fun down there anyway. It's unbelievable.
It's time for the hat trick.
You never know. Keep trying, and if you don't keep trying, your odds are better than winning the lottery.
And this year should be much more of a normal year. I don't think a 15-pound Dorado is going to win this year.
No, no, this year would be like more into the 50, 60-pound.
Yeah.
15 pounds, that's pretty big. Ours were only 12.
The thing that's so cool about
anyway,
that Dorado...
We'll see you in July. We'll be down there again, of course. But, people are probably going to try and make that trip to you, your trip later in the year, too.
You so, better. Our October... Our October trip, man, it's not the same without you, Don.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. So anyway, I just want to call and give kudos to all the band warmers, Eddie Dowbow, all the bartenders that I know on a personal day. And,
that's
well,
cool,
we'll
Don.
See you later this year, Bobby.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, that's Chucky. Bobby's down in East Cape. Yeah.
That's okay.
Hey, he's already had a minimum of two Bloody Marys, so you know.
Minimum.
You gotta just like
I'm here, and so I can be Bobby, Eddie, or Chucky.
Eddie, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
And he can take out after his dad. So.
Yeah, exactly. But
it'll be Eddie.
The cool thing about that Dorado shootout tour, the thing that I like so much about that tournament is everybody has a shot at winning that thing. I mean, absolutely anybody in any boat at any skill level can be trolling a jig and troll up a, you know, you could, any guy could be trolling up a Mean Joe Green Zucker 3.5 and catch a winning Dorado. I mean, absolutely every level playing field.
Proof by Don winning twice in a row.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. He's got his 2 years in a row, the truck, and he's, I mean, yeah. You were saying lightning strike twice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, tell us about the Dorado shootout, July 15th.
Well,
you win a truck if you catch the big Dorado.
Yeah, yeah. We were giving away the Tacoma, the Toyota Tacoma. This year will be the Volkswagen Amarok.
Wow.
Which is a diesel truck, fully loaded. The day for the Dorado shootout is July the 15th. And yeah, it's really, really a fun tournament and a really, really easy tournament. The thing is you get your buddies together. You just jump into the boat, and it's one day fishing, and biggest rod win, and it's easy as
How
that.
Much is the entry?
It's $500 for the four person.
The whole team.
Yeah, for the team, four people team, and I mean you can go up to $70,000 for winnings.
Wow,
that's more.
Side pots and such like that.
Exactly, you know, with the jackpots and everything, you can go as high. I mean, we have years when what was like the highest. Giving money that we had, I think it was about four years. It was over $120,000.
Really?
I mean, it says right there, yeah, over $165,000 in cash and prizes this year for the tournament. Just and that's so
for
cool.
For a $500 entry.
For a $500.
Four buddies
and
can
for
just
one day of fishing. So it doesn't get any
that's
better
cool.
than that. Yeah.
Mark, I'm sure you're booked already, but can you give us any secret advice?
Insiders sort
of
thing.
How to catch the big Dorado so you can take that truck?
Just a lot of luck.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. I mean, there's a lot of boats covering a lot of water, and the interesting thing is the winter for the last 2 years, you know, we all run offshore. We're trying to get that 30 to 40 pounder,
bull.
Yeah, that lone bull out there, and the team that won the last few years, they ran up north to La Paz, and they hit maybe three, four Dorado, small Dorado, picked the biggest one, and came down, rolled the dice, and they were just working with percentages. So, you know, last year for us, you know, with my client, I'm like, look, we're running offshore, we're gonna bring a 40-pound bull to the scales, and it's either gonna happen or it's not gonna happen, and 85 boats. Didn't bring back a bull, and these guys won with a 12-pounder. So that's the way it rolls.
That's fishing.
You know?
Yeah,
if you had to pick the perfect spread, you know, what would your spread consist of to try and catch a big Dorado?
Ooh, so what we like to do is troll the ballyhoos with hoods, you know, with witches.
Okay.
They call them brujas down there. I'll rig them up just straight blue and white. You can get the Islanders. Mm-hmm. And rig them up. I like to actually put a little stinger hook. We take assist hooks, and we'll put them onto that front hook, and then run that stinger through the tail. Sometimes Dorado will come up and do a short bite on you. So I'll run two ballyhoo on the riggers, and then down the shotgun, we just run a naked ballyhoo, chin weighted, and that's it.
Okay.
Very, very simple. And then at the end of the day, you always have to pull out your 3.5 you know, Mean Joe Greenzucker or a Petrolero. What else? That's pretty much it.
Cool.
You know, the 3.5 Zucker has been our bread and butter for, I mean, I don't even know how many years. So, I mean, at least four decades now. So, but that seems to be, you know, the ticket when it comes to striped marlin Dorado. I mean, I can't even tell you how many Dorado over 50 pounds we've caught on that Mean Joe Green.
That's cool.
Indeed. Okay, I'm going to make a big announcement right now.
I'm ready.
You want to have a chance to get through 858-457-1090 before we take our next caller. We're going to make a big announcement. We have our 2017 rules and information on our San Diego County Ford dealer live remotes. All the dates are listed on the guest page of our website, hookup1090.com. And with the kindness of the Van Warmers, we have double grand prizes this year.
What?
So we're giving away a trip for two to Palmas de Cortez.
No way.
Yeah, including 2 days of Super Ponga fishing and four nights lodging and round-trip ticket on Alaska Airlines San Diego to Cabo San Lucas, thanks to Alaska Airlines.
No way.
My buddy Doug over there for making that happen. So that's the co-grand prize. In addition to that, like we announced before, we're giving away a Hobie Mirage Drive kayak and a trip for one to Cedros Tackle, Cedros kayak fishing on Cedros Island. So there's going to be two grand prize winners.
Okay.
One of them's going to win the trip to Palmas de Cortez, including 2 days of fishing. And round trip ticket on Alaska Airlines, and then the other grand prize winner is going to win a brand new Hobie Mirage Drive kayak, courtesy of Hobie and Fastlane Kayaks in Mission Bay, as well as the trip for one to go to Cedros kayak fishing on Cedros Island. So how
awesome.
About that?
It's about awesome.
$10,000 worth of prizes.
No doubt,
prizes there, and all the rules information are on our website, hookup1090.com. We've announced three of the four dates we have set. We're working on one more date. We have the date down. We just don't have the location down yet. So check it out on our guest page of hookup1090.com. And thank you guys for being very generous.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Prize. It's cool. Going to be a great. And the prizes will be awarded on September the 3rd. So we have a lot of time and a lot of talking to talk about those trips in the meantime. So
all right.
That'll be fantastic. All right, let's jump into the phone.
You got it, man. Well, they're getting packed up. How about this time we talk to Dana, who's calling us from La Jolla this morning. Hi, Dana. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody. I wanted to ask a question about the old days down in Baja. My grandfather used to go down there, and I think it was in the 70s. He used to bring me back T-shirts from a place called, Rancho Buena Vista. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you already talked about it, but where is that still there, or where is it now?
Rancho Buena Vista was the first hotel ever to come into the East Cape. It was founded in the 50s, and my dad worked there from 1956, later 56 to 1959.
He worked there? Wow.
That's where he came to work.
And where is it?
It's in Buena Vista, in the town of Buena Vista. And,
about 2 miles south of you?
It's about 2 miles south of Los Barriles. And it's the Los Cabos County. And it's still there. The hotel's still there. They still operate just... fish, or you can visit the hotel. They have accommodations. They don't have they have a bar. They don't have food, but they're still on operation. And it's that was the oldest hotel in the East Cape area.
Wow,
cool.
So that back then, mm-hmm. the only way to get there was really to fly in, right?
That was the only thing.
Yeah, it had an airstrip.
It had an airstrip.
There was really no land access, right?
No.
Except for dirt road, maybe.
I mean, you could land in La Paz and then take a 6-hour drive back in those days.
No kidding.
Yes, it was.
Aha, that's cool. Yeah.
Yes.
Very remote, right?
Right now it's 1 hour and 15, 20 minutes to La Paz. But
yeah, I think they finished the highway in 72. I think that's actually when they connected.
The highway between La Paz and Los Barriles.
Yeah.
Wow.
In 72. So.
And now there's flights from every place, everywhere, you know, every city, every major airport all flies into Cabo, and take a quick, you know, 2-beer ride and you're there.
Yeah, exactly.
That's one of the advantage of the East Cape is you don't get that Cabo scene in the East Cape, But you've got the advantage of multiple flights from all around the world at very reasonable prices flying right directly to in there.
That is true. And also, let's not forget that you can also fly to La Paz, which is not that far away. I mean, if you don't get a really good price, you can always go across that bridge, which I think was the best thing that ever happened.
The bridge is fantastic.
You can fly Volaris, you can fly Calafia Airlines into La Paz. There's flights and they're reasonable prices, and it's only $16 to go across the border.
Yeah.
And I mean, in no line is beautiful.
Yeah, and you don't have to deal with customs. You just walk in. I mean, it's like a piece of cake.
You know, last year when I went down to Palma Secretas, Dallas and I flew home from La Paz. We got caught in that, and you know, in some weather, we stayed an extra day at Palmas. We flew home out of La Paz. It's not much longer of a drive, and it is much. It's a lot nicer of a drive too. I mean, the drive is killer. You know, you go through the big valleys, and it's a really cool kind of a scenic drive. I mean, I hadn't flown out of La Paz in years, and airport's big and easy. I mean, it's definitely just as good of an option at a Cabo, just a little, you know, just a slightly longer drive, but really scenic. It was cool.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Dana, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Tell us about, you said your dad came to Buena Vista in 1956.
Yes.
Yeah, that's 60 years ago. Oh. Yeah. and that's where he met your mother, right?
Yes.
Because your dad came from Missouri.
Yes,
right.
Yes, from Craig, Missouri.
Yeah.
And he actually was invited by Uncle Frank, his brother, and Herb Tansy, who was the owner who bought Rancho Buena Vista at the time. And they invited him over there. When he found the place, he loved to dive. He loved the ocean. In fact, my dad was the first one to put a boat kit that they bought here in San Diego, and they brought it down there. He put it together. And that was the first fishing boat that ever fished sport fishing in the East
in
Cape.
The East Cape.
And my dad put
he
it together.
He built it.
Yeah, so he was a pioneer
in
the East Cape. He's the one who actually shaped the East Cape for sport fishing.
And your mom grew up in Los Barriles?
My mom grew up in Los Barriles.
Yeah, and born and raised, right?
Born and raised. She actually went to school in Riverside.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, a friend of them, they invited her to come in and learn English in Riverside.
Wow.
And when she was 18, 17 years old. And so when my dad got down there was one store, one gas station, one place to go and buy everything. And that was where my mom attended. It was my family, my grandfather's business. And the only girl that spoke English. So
it was your mom.
It was meant
so
to
that's
be.
How they met.
And so he kind of like, okay.
Process of elimination.
Yeah, right.
I can communicate with this girl, right?
She's mine.
And he fell in love with her. And
that's
then,
awesome.
And, yeah,
cool that's story. Where Bob and Chacha, boom.
Yeah, that's so awesome. And your mom turns 80 this year.
Don't say that.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, Chacha. But she's the
June 27th. Yeah. God willing, she'll turn 80.
Yeah,
years
80
that's
years
awesome.
Old. Happy birthday, Chacha. Wow, unbelievable.
That's a cool story, man. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. If you want to get your chance at winning those glasses and talking to the boys from the Cape, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. We got lots more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and at the Fred Hall Del Mar Show, Shimano is there in force. Robbie Gant, the West Coast representative for Shimano, is there. He'll be there all day today. And I was going through with the guys yesterday, not only the new Tranks 300 and 400, talking about the two different styles there, but we were talking rods for poppers for big bluefin tuna. And I'll tell you what, you put either the Stellar or the Twin Power 14,000 on one of those. The new super high end.
Oh, the Oseas, yeah.
Yeah,
fantastic. They've been selling well.
What power those things have?
Selling well at the shop. Crazy lightweight, designed for exactly that. Designed with a very soft tip section, so that the weight of a small piece of plastic popper will load the rod very well. But then the mid to bottom section of the rod, huge power. I mean, literally designed to take a light piece of plastic, cast it a very long way, and still be able to pull on 100-plus-pound fish.
Yeah, so check that out at the Shimano booth. I know you guys have them at the
Absolutely.
Fishing and Tackle booth. The Osea rod, specially designed for the big bluefin tuna on the popper.
Walk down the docks these days, and guys are eager to show off their expensive new coolers. Makes me wonder what the world's coming to if a guy can spend $500 on a cooler. Oh, well, what do I know? I know this. Those new coolers are a heck of a lot better than the old coolers I used to trot around. In fact, that's what got Paul Cabellin at Angle USA thinking about a better cooler in the first place. His Angle coolers were designed with 2 inches of insulation and a tight-fitting seal to keep things ice cold for up to 10 days. He introduced an integrated hinge so the lid wouldn't break off, durable latches with stainless hardware, and ergonomic handles. Most of all, he priced his gear fairly so a guy could count on getting his money's worth. If you need a new cooler, take a look at Engel Cooler before you buy anything else. It's the original. It's built to last. And when it comes to performance, you can count on ice lasting longer and your catch staying colder than anything you've ever tried before. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance. Still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best Major League Baseball coverage is right here.
Deep and very gone. A blast to left field.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Jump into the phones, Rick. You want to get through? Here's your chance. Line open at 877-792-1090.
Bruce in Simi Valley, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Great show, like always.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bruce.
Yeah, hey, I got a question about marlin. I've caught a few marlin down in East Cape and Cabo. I've had this happen to me twice. By the time the marlin gets to the boat, its stomach, it's kind of thrown up its stomach. And I've had two different things told me by the captains. One told me that the marlin would die, and another one said, no, that you can release it and it'll live. And I'm just curious what happens next time.
So, you can absolutely release those fish when they reverse their stomach. So, what we try to do is when we get the fish boat side, we'll help it in there a little bit. So you can actually just take a little bat and move it in. But their stomachs are designed. So if you could imagine, let's say they consumed a puffer fish or something like this, a porcupine fish, they can just reverse their stomach and push it out. So that's sort of a defense mechanism, but it's 100% a releasable marlin if the stomach comes out.
Yeah,
I know they've done satellite tag studies on that exact same thing. You know, they've caught caught marlin that had, you know, like you say, pushed their stomach out completely, got the fish at boatside, released it, put the satellite archival tag in the fish, then released it, and then have data of that fish swimming around for, you know, until the tag, you know, releases, you know, in some cases, you know, years later, with, you know, with total data, that thing living and proven for sure, without a doubt, that that fish is definitely releasable.
Very good.
And there's one way to guarantee you that it's going to die, and it's to not release it. You know what I mean? Like, even if it was, you know, a bleeding fish or whatever, like, if you want to be certain, you know. And
we always say, you know, the fish has a 50-50 chance in the water and a zero chance on the dock.
That's a great way to say it.
No doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot. Good question, Bruce. Thanks a lot for the call. Now, you know, people, of course, marlin capital of the world is the East Cape, and you can catch marlin every month of the year in the East Cape, right?
Striped marlin.
Striped marlin. But just whether it be blue marlin, striped marlin, black marlin, sailfish.
Striped marlin are there all year.
All year long. Uh-huh.
Blue marlin, sailfish come in when the water is really warm.
Yeah. But one of the things that, of course, listeners to our show love to catch are big tuna. And you caught one big tuna last year in the Western Out There News, Los Cobbles Tuna Jackpot Tournament in November. Tell us about that.
Oh, that was so fun. We were team 167 out of 168. So we actually signed in at the Cabo. And it was a really fun tournament for us. It was kind of sad for us because there was a little girl who had just passed away from cancer in our area. Her name was America, and we named our team America after her.
Oh, very nice.
And actually, well, see, we had a little angel that put us into some tuna.
Yeah.
And we were chumming at the Gordo Banks with a big, nice squid, big chunks of squid, and sure enough, it hit us. The tuna, we fought it for 4.5 hours. More or less.
Four and a half hours.
Oh,
my God.
Yes. We had a 50 a white reel, Penn International, and we had 80-pound top shot.
Wow.
And 300-pound leader.
Wow.
And, we were there for 4.5 hours until she gave away, and at the scale, the tuna weighed 298 pounds.
Oh, wow. So it was well over 300 when you boated.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was like two hours or 3 hours later that we caught it and that we were able to.
And that was at day one or day two?
Day one.
Day one.
That's awesome.
So that was like a tough one to beat, and nobody beat it.
Nobody beat it.
Yeah.
number one place.
Yeah, you guys won a lot of money. And bragging rights.
That's the most important. Yeah, we got our 5 minutes of glory. And
are you going back in November?
Of course.
Yeah,
yes,
I know Pat McDonald's been in the Western Out There News booth signing up people for the Los Cobbles Tuna Jackpot Tournament right across from our booth at Let's Talk.
I'm going to go and say hi to Pat today.
Yeah.
And then,
but are you going to sign up last like you did this year?
No, I'll probably sign in before.
Probably second.
Before, yeah. Very good.
I will say one thing, too, that you had mentioned, Pete, about marlin fishing. And I know you've been all over the world, as you know, Chucky and Mark and everything, I still would be willing to wager. I don't think that there is a place that you can travel to anywhere in the world, period, to have a better opportunity at catching a marlin every single day of your trip. There are places that, you know, 1 month out of the year, Guatemala has amazing sailfish fishing or whatever place you have, but I don't think there's a place where you can go have as good a chance at catching a marlin as the East Cape. Period.
Yep.
I mean, no Hawaii, no Australia, none of these major billfish marlin areas. There's no place you can travel to, and every single day, no matter when your trip is, have a legitimate shot at catching a marlin.
And it's right in our backyard.
Yeah.
Here's the crazy thing. The last few years, with all these warm waters coming up, we've actually been catching incredible amounts of blue marlin compared to stripies or sails. So just in July of last year, we counted 581 released billfish for just our fleet. So that's a 40-boat fleet. And probably 70% of those fish were blue marlin. We were actually hooking doubles on blues.
Wow.
So imagine hooking 200-300-pound blues, and they go opposite directions.
That's so cool.
Pretty
so.
Awesome, yeah. Now, speaking of blue marlin, I got to give a plug to my buddy Brandon Hayward and his new Bite Journal. I don't know that you guys have seen it. So we got the Let's Talk Hookup booth on the corner. Then we've got Sport Fishing Financial, Rick Jensen, right next to us. And then next to him is the Bite Journal. And Brandon's been there selling copies of the Bite Journal. In the new Bite Journal, which I walked over to Brandon, I told him, I think you every issue is always great. This one, to me, is the best he's ever done.
Totally agree.
Yeah, there's so many amazing articles in it. But there's an article about catching blue marlin in some place off of Africa that looks so cool. So check that out. Have you seen that yet?
No.
No, check it out. Yeah, and it just like it makes you want to go catch blue marlin. You don't have to go all the way to Africa to catch blue marlin, but kind of gives you an example of how far people go.
Exactly.
To catch a blue marlin, you can go right. You can take an hour and 45-minute flight and catch a giant blue marlin.
You could be if you left right now, you could be sitting at the bar at Palmas de Cortez at lunchtime today and literally catching a blue marlin tomorrow.
Yeah.
It started, you know, I would say probably into August and September, it started getting silly because we were just running out 10 miles straight off of La Rivera, and it was within an hour you could count on at least a couple of blue marlin strikes in the early morning.
Yeah.
So they were all cookie cutter, you know, 200 to 350 right in there.
Oh, just little ones.
Just little threes, no big deal.
So, but our biggest, actually, for one of my clients, he landed a 650. So that was that was the top end.
Most places that have blue marlin, the deal is you charter a boat for 3 days, and in 3 days you expect to have one opportunity at a blue marlin. That's how blue marlin fishing around the world works. 3 days of fishing equates to one opportunity. That's what they
one
say.
Bite.
Yeah. That's what you should expect, is one bite over 3 days.
The biggest blue marlin I ever caught in my life was 557 pounds on the first day of the Bisbees, the East Cape Bisbees, about 3.5 miles from Rancho Leonero.
Wow.
3.5 miles.
Yeah.
That's unreal. A giant. I'll give you an example of exactly what Ricky's talking about. Steve Pinard and I, a few years back, were invited to go fish in Kona. Probably one of the blue marlin capitals of the world, supposedly, right? With the best ever, Steve Lasley. Yeah,
period.
I don't think anybody would question that this is the best blue marlin fisherman in the world, Steve Lasley, on Anthony Shea's custom-made.
The best boat you could possibly do for it.
We fished 2 days and had one blue marlin come up. It was a big one.
Yeah.
We just barely saw him. He made a wake behind the boat, but that was it. Two days of 10 hours on the water, and we saw one.
Yeah.
And was supposedly one of the best blue marlin. Kona's cool, but I'll take the East Cape to go.
If you want to catch marlin, there is no better place to go than the East Cape. Yeah. Period. There isn't.
I just wanted to plug a program that we've been doing down there. We actually started last year, and Eddie Dalmau came up with the idea. We kind of bounced ideas off each other with it, but it's a compensation program for the crews down there, where for every 5 marlin released by a boat, the crew will get a ticket. And that ticket goes into essentially a lottery or a pool at the end of each month throughout the season. And then from there, we pull a ticket, and that crew gets $500
for their releases. Sweet, that's a good idea. That's a way good idea.
And then swag on top of it and things like that. So
fantastic.
For July, we were talking about almost 600 released billfish. But for the entire season, we don't even know how many. We were looking at, for the entire season, for just the Van Wormer fleet, over 500 blues released.
Wow.
And it sounds ridiculous, but it's absolutely true. I mean, just for my clients, I think we had 27 blues released.
Oh, my gosh.
It was ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that program is really taking off. I mean, and we're really hoping that other places near us really start picking up that same, kind of point of view and trying to do their part like with us. In the course of conservation of the marlin, for sure, and we encourage for the Dorado as well, a small Dorado, we highly encourage the release. So we have to make our parts for sure,
no doubt about it. Scott Sherman's on the line. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning. Great show. Love to talk about East Cape. It brings back a lot of old memories and some recent ones too. I mean, I remember Buena Vista with Grandpa back in the days, and when that was the only place to go down there. And then you were talking about the striped marlin and how prolific they are down there. And we were down there a few years ago for the Dorado shootout, and it was getting to the point where the striped marlin were a nuisance, and we were trying to catch Dorado, and we kept getting these things hitting on the line. It was like, come on, shake that thing off and let's move on, you know. That's how prolific the striped marlin are. And I had a quick question for your guests. Going up to Fred Hall today, are you able to actually put down deposits, book trips down there and rooms and all that good stuff?
100%, yeah, definitely.
So you can book a room. You have your computers there. You can book it right on right there for them.
Yep, we'll get you set up with the reservations office, get you set up with a boat and a room, and get you down there.
Sweet.
Yeah, we're thinking about me and a couple friends are thinking about doing a couples trip down there here this summer, and we're just trying to figure out what's available and what we can get booked and how soon we can do it.
Sure, yeah.
Got to come down for our 23rd annual, believe this, Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular, 23rd annual. Chucky, does it make you feel old?
Just 23 years.
23rd annual Palmas de Cortez. It's October 12th through 16th. Sherm, you'd have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I wish I could, buddy. With this job of mine, August is about the only month I have open to get out.
August is a great month.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great time. You got to wear a hat and be ready to put up with the heat. But other than that, it's good.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, we'll see you at the show. It opens at 10 o'clock today at the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
Don't worry about the heat. Hector will make you a cold margarita.
Yeah,
you'll
absolutely
be fine.
You're no problem. No problem.
All good. Hey, when we come back, we got another full hour. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the catch reports, find out what's biting up and down the beach here. You stay tuned. Lots more great info coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Chelsea from Dana Landing in Mission Bay. We are truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect up to four anglers, or the Impulse, up to six anglers in comfort and style. Dana Landing has a huge tackle shop with everything you need to go fish bay bass, tuna, or marlin, and our staff will dial you in. We even have Mexican and California fishing licenses and reel repair. Our deli at Dana Landing is a local's favorite with all the food, ice, and beverages you need. Hey, need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the ultimate in rods and reels, the latest freshwater lures and live bait. ECBT has a staff second to none when it comes to sharing their passion for fishing. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. And Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646 Baja.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best Major League Baseball coverage is right here.
Deep and very gone. A blast to left field.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
The offshore fishing around San Diego seems to keep getting better every year, and next season should be no exception. The same is true when it comes to Ford trucks. They just keep getting better, too. In fact, the new Ford Super Duty has just been named Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. It's the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. If you've got a big boat to move around, look no further. Super Duty beats the competition hands down in both conventional towing and fifth wheel towing. Plus, the new Super Duty is built with high-strength aluminum alloy body panels that won't rust ever. For folks like us that launch a lot of boats, that's a pretty big deal. Continuous improvements and innovations have made F-Series pickups the best-selling trucks in America for 40 years in a row, ever since disco and 8-tracks cassettes were all the rage. So whether you've got an eye on the built Ford Tough F-150 or you need the extra muscle of the new Ford Super Duty, you'll find what you need at your Ford dealer. Go to buyfordnow.com to learn more or stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.